Welcome to the Quote to Cash Playbook. If you're hearing this, you're about to run one of these projects or build a piece of one. And this is your 5-minute download before you open the repo. Fair warning, this is one of the most complicated motions we run. It touches how a company quotes, how it contracts, how it bills, and how it recognizes revenue. But it still moves through the same 4 phases as everything else we do. Blueprint, build, enable, and maintain. Let's walk them. Here's the whole idea. Quote to Cash turns a tangle of quotes, order forms, contracts, and invoices into one guided path. And the single most important truth to internalize is this: how a company sells decides how the paper gets written, how it gets billed, and how the revenue gets booked. Guided selling is the engine. A rep answers a few questions, and the system configures the quote, inserts the right contract, flags the right revenue fields, and feeds the billing system accurately every time. Get that right and everything downstream gets faster and cleaner. Phase 1 is blueprint, and for quote to cash, it is the whole game. Before you touch a field, get an amazing lay of the land. Plug research agents into their systems, the CRM, the billing system, the automations, the field schema. Pull their sales call transcripts to hear how they actually pitch products and pricing. And get a repo of their real paper, the trailing 3 months of order forms and contracts, one of every motion, enterprise, SMB, renewal, expansion, and read all of it. You are mapping every selling motion, including the ones people forget, renewals, early renewals, co-termed expansions, auto renewals, ramp deals, and pilots with fast follows. The move in blueprint is to turn those motions into scenarios. Each motion, new business, renewal, expansion, gets its own subcategories, and each scenario drives its own guided selling questions and its own set of available products. That is how you put guardrails in place, so a rep can't sell an incompatible combination, and it is how the same single click stamps the right revenue fields in the CRM. Upsell ARR, downsell, credits, prorations, ACV, build the field guide, every property that one create quote button touches. That data model is your deliverable. Phase 2 is build. 9 times out of 10 for a genuinely complex motion, the recommendation is Deal Hub. Simpler motions can live native, HubSpot Revenue Hub, or a custom extension interface right inside the CRM, so reps never have to leave. If the tool has an API, we can push too, great. If not, you produce the IKEA instructions, step-by-step install for the engineering team. Wire the CPQ to the billing system. Stripe, or something like Realit that speaks B2B SaaS natively, and let document status drive the stage automation, all the way to the handoff. The riskiest part of build is cutover. And the big question is whether the billing system can even handle how they sell. A ramp deal with 3 years of different prices is exactly where systems break. Decide whether you launch every motion at once or roll out by motion. New business first, renewals later. Keep the old system running in parallel for 30 days, no longer, and move everyone over deliberately. And watch for moving targets. Price books and packaging can change mid-build. One customer changed theirs twice, and a 2-week build turned into 3 months. Phase 3 is enable. Ship documentation, mostly clean process diagrams of where a rep starts, what they configure, and what they can and cannot touch. Ship this podcast and run live office hours around the cutover. The most important handoff is naming a client-side admin who owns the back end. How to add a product, how to make a change, how to troubleshoot. If you did build right, the guided selling speaks for itself. It is a form a rep can fill out in the blink of an eye, and they should never be editing the document itself. Phase 4 is maintain. A quote-to-cash system drifts the moment pricing, packaging, a motion, or a commission plan changes. Any one of those means maintenance. The number one gotcha: don't let reps edit the document. Too much edit access, and the contract stops matching the CRM. And now you have 2 versions of the truth and people pointing fingers. And read where the company is heading. If they are moving up market into enterprise, get them ready for ramp deals, more pilots, and redlined agreements before they need it. That's the shape of it. Blueprint, build, enable, maintain. Be almost obsessively thorough in the blueprint. Scope every motion, every scenario, every field, because that is where this project is won or lost. Lean on the repo, keep the guardrails tight, and go build. Good luck out there.